This is a video that former Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro shared on his Facebook page earlier this week. It questions the legitimacy of the presidential election held in October. The video was later deleted, but prosecutors say that posting such content justified the investigation into whether Bolsonaro incited hundreds of his supporters who stormed Congress, the Supreme Court, and government buildings in Brasilia on January the 8th. The Supreme Court has accepted the public prosecutor's request to investigate. Bolsonaro is now in the United States. He flew there 2 days before his term of office ended on January the 1st, and he posted this picture from his hospital bed in Florida, where he was admitted with abdominal pain. Democratic lawmakers are calling on the U.S. President Joe Biden to revoke Bolsonaro's visa, saying the U.S. should not offer refuge to what they described as coup plotters. Outside Bolsonaro's rented home in Florida, supporters are praying for him.
I live here, but there are people that come from far away to see him. My sister came from Brazil.
Brazil has not formally requested Bolsonaro's extradition from the U.S. He says he's planning to return to Brazil by the end of January. But he's not the only one authorities want to speak to. Former security chief Anderson Torres was removed from his post hours after the attacks. He, too, is in the U.S.
If next week Torres doesn't come forward, through the mechanisms of international legal cooperation, we're going to launch the procedures for extradition, since an order for his arrest has been issued in Brazil.
More than 1,500 people have been detained after the attack on Congress, but the former president and his security chief are the most senior officials to face investigation. Barbara Angopa, Al Jazeera.